It's Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNAU's Local News Now podcast. The U.S. Forest Service has proposed eliminating federal guidelines that have blocked road construction on tens of millions of acres of public lands for decades. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins made the announcement Tuesday and said the roadless area conservation rule blocks wildfire risk reduction work in national forests. Conservationists were quick to condemn the move and say lifting the rule would open nearly 45 million acres of forest in 37 states to construction, logging, and other development. The Center for Biological Diversity says roadless areas in the Southwest are home to endangered species. A nationwide study showed human-caused wildfires were four times more likely to happen in areas with roads. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a sweeping set of school voucher reforms will no longer be sent to Arizona voters this fall. The Arizona Republic reports a legal challenge disqualified thousands of signatures needed for the initiative to make the ballot. Tuesday's ruling affirmed a previous decision on how the court should treat duplicate signatures, which are common in statewide petitions. Backers of the initiative say a Maricopa County judge removed more signatures than necessary in the way he applied a formula used to estimate the percentage of valid signatures. The Supreme Court found that the way the signatures were counted was correct. Flagstaff leaders held numerous public meetings last week about a proposal to use drones as first responders in the city. Fire, police, and other officials said they want to create a policy with the community on the drones as a first responder program. The Arizona Daily Sun reports many of the discussions were related to the use of the technology by police. The system would include three drones flown and monitored by pilots and analysts working with emergency dispatchers. The aircraft would be able to arrive on scene faster than first responders and allow officials to assess the situation. The drones would not record while in transit to an incident. The Colorado River Indian Tribes has again called for federal officials to delay making a decision on future Colorado River management. The tribe, also known as CRIT, is Arizona's largest water rights holder. They want the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to conduct substantial talks with them and the 29 other tribes in the Colorado River Basin. The Arizona Republic reports, collectively, the tribes hold about 20% of the water rights across the basin, even if some have yet to quantify those rights or fully use what they have. Federal officials haven't said when they plan to issue a final decision or an operating plan for 2027. 1 in 10 Arizona kindergartners now begin school without a required vaccine. That's according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that shows vaccine exemptions are at their highest ever level nationwide, and Arizona leads the trend. For the 2025-2026 school year, 10% of Arizona kids have a non-medical exemption for at least one vaccine. The rate has nearly doubled since 2020. AZ Family reports the state's process for opting out is easy and can be done for personal beliefs. Just 87% of kindergartners are inoculated against measles, below the 95% threshold health experts say is needed to stop the virus from spreading. Housing construction is picking up in Arizona, but the state still faces a shortage of homes and many households remain cost burdened. KJZZ reports, new research from Arizona's three public universities says rent prices in the state appear to be leveling off after years of increases, while home construction is at its highest point in a decade. But the increase in production won't immediately erase the shortage. It's most acute for Arizona's lowest income renters. The report counts more than 170,000 Arizona households as extremely low income, but says the state has fewer than 80,000 rental units that these families would be able to afford. The woman who filed a so-called home wrecker lawsuit against Kyrsten Sinema wants to call the former senator as a witness in court this week. The Arizona Republic reports Sinema is accused of breaking up the 14-year marriage of her former bodyguard. His ex-wife is suing the ex-senator under a North Carolina law that allows spouses to sue the person who supposedly broke up their marriage. Sinema hasn't denied having a sexual affair with her former employee, but argues the lawsuit shouldn't stand because the affair didn't take place in North Carolina. An evidentiary hearing is set for today, and both sides are expected to call witnesses.
For KNEU Local News Now on this Wednesday, August 19, 2026, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. The monsoon on a gradual comeback here through our forecast on this Wednesday. I feel storms will mainly bank up along and south of the Mogollon Rim, and temperatures continuing to run hot. If it's not raining, that's what we get. Mountain highs on our Wednesday afternoon, upper 80s, low 90s. Navajo and Apache counties, upper 90s, low 100s. Prescott region, mid-upper 90s in the Verde Valley, near 105. Our monsoonal high pressure gradually wobbles back to the four corners, moving forward through the forecast, and this will allow for a reintroduction of our monsoonal moisture. Thursday into the weekend, looking at scattered storm coverage across the region each afternoon and evening. And along with this will come a steady easing of the heat.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.